Hi, I'm Shane Boyer, and I'm a principal PM on the Cloud Advocate team.
And I'm Lisa Guthrie. I'm a program manager in Microsoft's developer division.
Great. We're going to talk about using Docker and .NET Core. Lisa, I've been listening and hearing a lot about Docker. What is it, and why should I be using it with my .NET Core applications?
Yeah, so I think of Docker as a way of encapsulating everything that you need to run an application, such as a .NET Core application, including the application code itself, as well as any frameworks or anything else, packages that it depends on, and of course, the underlying operating system itself. So a container, a Docker container, is a way to put that all together into one nice, neat package, to build it repeatably in a repeatable fashion, and to put it wherever you need it, be it on your development workstation or in production.
So this sounds a little bit like a VM. How is this different from a VM? So a VM is a machine where I would put all my stuff, but I obviously can't pick up my machine and move it around. So how is this different from shipping my machine around when it comes to packaging up an application?
Containers running on the same machine can share certain components. So a container is always going to be a little bit, or significantly in many cases, lighter weight than the equivalent VM. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, you don't need to have an entire copy of the underlying operating system.
Okay.
Some of that is provided by the platform itself.
Okay, awesome. So what I want to do is, I've got a Docker file here. And a Docker file, I think, is what we need in order to describe what we need. You mentioned that we need to have all of our dependencies inside of this Docker image. So I'm looking at a Docker file here. In the first line I've got here, it says from mcr.microsoft.com, .NET Core SDK 3.0. What is this telling me here in this first line?
So everything after that from statement is the name or the path to the base image, which is that underlying image that your eventual container image will be built on. In this case, you've specified that you want to use a base image that has the .NET Core SDK version 3.0 on it.
Okay.
But you could use an earlier version of the .NET Core SDK. You could specify an image that's running something else entirely. But that particular image is out there. It's published by Microsoft. It's available for you to use. And this line just brings that in so that you can use it. It's very similar to having a pre-built VM that has everything on it, but much simpler and smaller.
So this is the base image. We're establishing kind of everything we're going to work upon.
Exactly.
So the next line, we've got a work. It says work DIR. So I'm assuming that means work directory. And we're getting a little bit of help here from our IDE. And we're establishing, it looks like, source is where we're going to be working in.
Yes, so that's the directory in this eventual container image that will contain stuff.
Okay. It looks like I have a copy command. And if I look at the help, it looks like we're going from a source and then adds them to the file. So I'm assuming we're copying some files from our directory that we're in, and then probably to that work directory, right?
Right. So at this point, you have an operating system, which is awesome. You have the .NET Core framework or the .NET Core SDK there on the container image, which is also awesome. But you don't actually have your application there.
Oh, okay.
So what this does is it copies your application into that container image so that you can run it there.
Okay. And then the next thing, we've got an entry point. And it looks like we're just doing what we would normally do with a .NET Core application. We're saying .NET and run.
Exactly.
So if I'm looking at the application, let's go back to this line, this copy. What exactly are we copying? We're saying we're copying dot. Or I'm assuming my current directory is what we're doing.
Right.
And in this case, it's just a console app. It's a Hello World application, right?
Yes.
So how will we go about building this? I'm assuming that there's going to be some sort of commands that we have to run.
Yes.
Here. So I think I'm going to drop out to our terminal and run some commands. Now, I'm assuming Docker's got a command line of some sort that we're going to execute some commands on, right?
It does, yeah. Since you're running on a Windows machine, you've got Docker Desktop for Windows installed.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a CLI that is, logically enough, called Docker, which you can use. And there's a Docker build command.
So
that
much
you can
like
use.
Much like our .NET CLIs, we have our .NET and then a command, right?
So, exactly.
I think that the first thing I'm going to do is do a Docker and then probably build, right? And then I need to specify a tag, because I want to tag what I'm building, kind of name it. Right?
Yes.
So we'll just call this console, maybe 101. And then I think the next thing we want to do is probably say, what do we want to pass in? Like,
right.
Where are we working? So
yeah.
We'll pass the dot here to indicate the current directory that
right.
we're in. So let's go ahead and run this and see what our output is.
Yes.
So it looks like we're sending our build context to the Docker daemon, and that is that service that runs from Docker Desktop for Windows, as you mentioned. But it's executing a couple of other steps here, so let's maybe look at this a little depth. It says step one is that from, so it looks like I've already downloaded that base image.
Right.
But if it wasn't there, kind of where do I get that from? Where does that come from?
That's coming out from mcr.microsoft.com, which is Microsoft Container Registry.
Okay.
It's a location where we publish the official Microsoft images for things like Windows and .NET Core plus Windows and mm-hmm. so on.
Okay.
There are lots of container registries out there. Probably the best known is Docker Hub, which mm-hmm. is where a number of well-known container images are published. And
okay.
you can also publish your own container images. So
great.
For example, if your company had a certain framework that was used in multiple applications, you could publish your own base image that is this plus that framework, and then that would just be there and available for people to use.
Great. It looks like we're setting our work directory as we
yes.
expected, and we're copying those files. And now it says we've built and tagged it, and it gives me some sort of a hash
yes,
that I'm working
exactly.
on. And then at the end here, tagged as we asked for, console 101. And then it looks like a colon latest. What does the colon latest here mean for us here?
That's a way that you can do versioning. You can see as well in the MCR, the very first MCR tag that's specifying SDK colon 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the .NET Core 3.0, version 3.0.
Okay.
You can have the same base image with different versions, and you can specify the version that you want to use. So as you've done here in the from statement, you're saying, I want to use the version 3.0 of that .NET Core SDK. And you can also use latest, which means I just want to use the latest.
Okay.
So if, for example, 3.1 of the .NET Core SDK were released, automatically your application would start building with that.
Oh, okay, great. I'm going to clear the screen, give us a little more space. And now that I have this container image that we've produced, I need to do something with it, see if it's out there. So I'm going to say Docker, I want to run this image. And I need to pass it the name of what we named it.
Exactly.
And I believe it was console 101.
Mm-hmm.
And my expectation is that it's going to run this particular container, and I should get maybe hello world. It should be the output. Now, I'm not running this executable Windows console app on my actual machine. It's
right.
actually running inside of the container itself.
Exactly.
And as you mentioned, I can now package this up and kind of move it around
right.
Back and forth between other machines.
Exactly. It'd be very easy to bring this onto my machine. And even if I weren't running the .NET Core SDK, everything that I need is in that container image. And so it would run just fine on my machine.
Okay. And as expected, we got our hello
there
world.
We go.
And you know, I feel like a super awesome container developer now with
And
.NET
you
Core.
Are.
Great. So we've got our hello world app running in a container. But I feel like I'm jumping back and forth between Visual Studio, going to the terminal, I'm running some commands, and that internal loop feels like not so comfortable. It'd be great if Visual Studio had a way to help us out with that.
Yeah, in fact, we have some great container tools built right into Visual Studio that make it really easy to work with Docker containers.
Great. Let's check out the next video where we can jump in and look at that.